Thank you for listening in. It's time for Hijinks to ensue again. You're all such fools, but you are fools until the end. And if you knew Bobby and decided to do a podcast, well then you would see my life is so damn frustrating. And the blue coyote says white claw giggles and tears.
Type anything that you, I didn't fucking tell you. Oh, my bad.
Trump! He'll kill every one of us! Trump! World War III!
Oh yeah, World War IV, as the kids are saying these days. Sorry, I missed it. Are you okay? You didn't expect that, huh? Are you okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Well, I figured everybody else doing it. Why don't we? Let's have an election show.
Oh, fuck.
We're right in the middle of the longest fucking election of my lifetime. As the fives and tens already know, and any new listeners are about to find out, we're recording this on a Saturday. Now, election day was last Tuesday. By the time they hear this episode, it will be Tuesday again. So if there is a turnout... If you listen to this on Tuesday and we have a president announced, I'll be surprised.
Really?
Yes.
There's only 3 states left?
Yes. However, 4 states.
Is it 4?
Let's throw it into the gaggle. It's my number one search on gaggle for the last week. 2020 presidential election. Nevada, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Alaska. Now, Alaska really didn't count. It's only got 3 votes. We're bigger than Texas! We're bigger than Texas!
Yeah. You bunch of meth head bear fucking cunts.
Yeah! Fuck yourselves. At any rate...
Do we have any listeners from Alaska?
Probably.
I'm sorry! But your state...
But Georgia...
It snows meth.
Biden has a 49.5, Trump has a 49.3. So the margin is not big enough to actually definitively give it to one or the other. There would be a recount. Nevada, who's dragging their feet, 87% of the reporting has come in. Biden has 49.8, Trump has 48. So there's still not a whole lot. There's about 20,000 difference, if that. North Carolina, Biden at 48.7. Trump at 50.1, so Trump is up there. He's actually got a better margin in North Carolina. I think he can secure it for 15 electoral votes, which really didn't give him a whole lot. It gives him like 229.
He only needs 6.
Well, Biden needs 6.
Yeah.
Trump needs more than that.
Oh, but, no. Trump needs to fucking die. Die.
Well, hey, well, we're not going to say that he needs to die.
I can.
You sure right, because you have a First Amendment freedom of speech.
Damn straight. And a Second Amendment.
But if he... Easy now. Because if he dies, the fives and tens are going to be like, we know this guy named Mr. E, and we're pretty sure that he done it.
No, I go by Cocksucker McGee.
I'm Cocksucker McGee guy.
Oh.
I just think I created a word, McGee-ga.
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 It's like MacGyver, but not.
Yeah. It's like MacGyver's...
It's his twin brother.
Half-retarded little cousin or something.
Quit, I can't even scroll on my laptop.
Oh, so like the women are like, oh, MacGyver, I love you, let's go out tonight. And he's like, I can't, I'm gonna babysit.
McGee-ga!
McGee-ga.
It's like a fucking South Park character.
McGee-ga! Mickey guy.
All right, I took this off the rails. My fault.
He's known to make like delicacies out of crayons
and prosciutto
and window drool.
McGee guy.
Dun, 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 dun. McGee guy.
That's gonna be that's gonna be my next D&D character.
His real name's Trump. Dun, 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 dun. He's retarded. And I know we have listeners out there that support Trump. That's fine. You got to support who you're going to support. I wanted to talk about it because clearly it's been in the news so much the last week. And I know you're like, fuck, I just wanted to listen to my wrestling podcast and get away from this shit. And now they're talking about it. But it's a big deal. It's an American election. It's an American erection.
I have an erection right now.
Well, if it lasts longer than Tuesday, you need to go to the doctor.
No, at my age, I'm happy to have it.
Went through all them altar boys today, boy.
I was listening to the news this morning, and apparently, I know a lot of our listeners are Texas-based.
Yeah.
But the Fox Channel news app, they call it the WAP. Man, every time they would say it this morning, I was in fucking tears. Just download the WAP. Oh, man.
That's like the Fox app. They call it the FAP.
It's the WAPP. Just join us on the WAP. Like, no.
I forgot all about that. So you brought it up.
I think we had a whole week worth of episodes.
We did have a whole week worth of episodes. And we didn't mention it once on yesterday's episode, but guess what, boys and girls? It's going to be coming to you for the rest of this week.
Yeah. I'm on my third beer.
Yep. It's about to get fun, folks.
We're stupid.
So, with regard to the election, there's some interesting things, and they're wrestling related, so I thought, okay, I can still kind of get away with doing this on the show as we slowly go into the whatever category.
Oh, I should wrestle for it.
Gerald Briscoe he put on his Instagram, sorry. Looks like I'm not the only WWE Hall of Famer being let go this year.
Ooh, sick burn, Briscoe.
I was laughing on the toilet for days.
What makes it worse is I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah. Sound guy, Matt Coon. Works on other podcasts, not this one. It'd be great if you worked on this one. If you have a contact to Matt Coon, tell him, hey, you need to do a official theme song for the boys over at the HEWP. But he says, the way Biden is handling this close race versus how Trump is handling it is exactly why Biden is by far the better choice for president. Trump meltdown 2020 elections.
Wait, are you trying to get rid of me?
No, I just wanted to do the music for the show. I don't want to do the co-host.
Oh, okay.
He's a very busy guy.
I got my hopes up.
Yeah, no, I'm not replacing you.
Damn.
This is your
no
community service.
I have committed no crime.
I'm pretty sure you have died, and this is your hell.
Oh, yeah.
John Taffer, who I am a huge fan of. I don't know exactly how he aligns himself politically, but I was a fan of his show. I'm a fan of some of his principles. I picked up his book. It was great. He says, no matter who takes the victory, isn't it finally time to end the divisiveness in this country? I want to hear your thoughts on this week's podcast. And then he left his information so you could give your comment, and then he was going to go over it. To which, one Mr. Bobby E. Stalker.
Oh, I thought you were about to say
5-10 replied, John, first of all, big fan of yours. Love what you do, sir. Thank you. If the other one wins the election, do you feel like we will be divided by our vote? What the fuck, man? You can't string along a normal sentence whenever I send you a message and say, hey, do you have any questions for the show? And you sound like, what's that new guy's name? McGaver? McQuicken? Whatever. Fact of the matter is, I think someone else tweeted this on your account or...
His wife.
He's not married.
I thought he was married.
But let's talk about Mr. Fan, Bobby E. Stalker. He is a Trump supporter. That's fine. But he made a bet with somebody who was a Biden supporter. And whoever wins the election, the other one has to get their name tattooed on the eyebrow or face.
Oh, shit.
So if the other, so if Biden wins, Bobby E. Stalker is going to have to tattoo this guy's name on his face.
Wow. That's stupid.
I can't wait for you to have another man's name on your face, sir. That's just my opinion.
Hey, look, I can vote again.
Oh, let's look. Jey Uso with the savage low blows or Carmella with her jaw-dropping attack on Sasha Banks. Try again. See what it does. See if it changes the numbers. Thank you for voting.
Here. I don't have Instagram no more. Next poll. Fuck yeah.
In other wrestling-related election news, in the great state of Alaska, which we mentioned earlier, there was a name on the ballot. And so, for the first time ever, two WWE Hall of Famers were battling it out in the United States of America presidential election. Mr. Donald Trump versus Jesse the Body Ventura!
R.I.P.
He's not dead. He's on a fucking ballot there. He was running for president in Alaska. It's the only state he's on the ballot.
He wants to be the president of Alaska?
Probably.
Well, you know, Bobby E., after I was the governor of Minnesota...
He did fight the Predator.
I thought for a while that I should be president of the United States of America. Now I have spent a great portion of my time off away from my writing of several number one New York Times best-selling biographies and books on unrelated topics such as conspiracy theories,
Knitting?
My TV show, the Illuminati, aliens... When I'm not spending all of my time in a convertible Jeep driving around the deserts of Mexico, I've been in the great state of Alaska, where I've reminded them that as the former governor of the great state of Minnesota and a former best friend, I've been in three movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was the great governor of California. I mean, hey, all us Predator guys are running for office. Carl Weathers should be doing something in Rhode Island or somewhere like that. But the great people of Alaska have got this new independent party known as the People for Jesse Ventura, which is my real name, not Jesse the Body Ventura. That was my fake wrestling name. But they are for me. They want me to be the president of this United States of America. And I want to as well. So I am only going to push hard enough to make it onto the ballot of one state that is only worth 3 votes in the Electoral College. So there is 0 fuck all chance of me becoming president of the United States of this America. Thank you. This message has not been endorsed by Jesse the Body Ventura. Take it away, Mean Gene.
No. Or me. I would vote for him before I voted for Kanye.
Well,
no, there is no Kanye, well.
Kanye was not on the ballot in Alaska. So Jesse Ventura took like over 1,500 votes in Alaska alone. Kanye, from what I understand, nationwide has taken like 60,000 votes.
They were all his votes.
Who dumbass out there voting for Kanye?
Here, we can do this as a real vote.
Who is the most intimidating member of Team Raw? Braun Strowman, Keith Lee, Sheamus, AJ Styles with his associate.
I don't know what that means.
His, that's...
associates what he calls his
wiener.
I was trying not to say, yeah.
His clit.
His tummy banana.
Bonana.
His tummy bonana. He said tummy banana, and I laughed, man. I just couldn't hold that in. A twinkle cave, in which I'm going to inject my tummy banana.
Oh, we're getting sued.
Nah. Out of those choices, Braun Strowman, Keith Lee, Sheamus, or AJ Styles, the most intimidating?
Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
Fuck, I hate agreeing with you.
Sorry.
Are we going to submit this one?
Bobby, you haven't told everybody about your new girlfriend. Bobby has a girlfriend. She is the greatest woman that you could imagine. And that's the point of it. He imagined her. Braun Strowman has 56% of the vote. Pretty sure that means he's winning. Keith Lee at 19%. Sheamus at 5%. Because he's a ghost. And AJ Styles with his associate at 20%.
He's a ghost? No, he's just really, really white.
You know him and Paige, if they had babies, they'd be translucent. Like them babies would come out and you could see their guts and bones and shit.
I'm going to keep moving on this poll.
You'd have to call Dr. House to figure out what's wrong with that kid.
Doogie. Ooh. Access denied. I have been denied by the WWE.
You do not have access. Keep going. You've been talking about our poll on your bullshit podcast.
Wow.
As we have discussed in previous weeks, Mr. Andrew Yang, don't worry, you don't have to ask Bobby. I will remind you.
I know who that fucker is.
Okay, well, you don't always. He has stated that if Biden wins, he's looking to become the Secretary of Labor. And with regard to how WWE treats their contracted, independently contracted employees, Maria Kanellis was on, was tweeting, and someone started asking her questions. And so, for a little refresher, in case you've forgotten or you didn't know, Maria and her husband Mike were released from WWE on April 15th, along with a lot of other people, because of the pandemic. She's not forgotten about the company that let her go and how they were treated in the meantime, because they were kind of put on a hiatus and we're not going to tell you. Okay, now we're going to tell you. Now we're not going to tell you. She recently tweeted out that her insurance depends on Joe Biden winning the presidential election. She said, as an independent contractor, quotation marks, my husband's, mine, and our two babies' healthcare depends on it. Insurance companies don't really like insuring wrestlers. A fan tweeted to her and asked if WWE ever provided insurance, and while they admitted that they were being sarcastic, Maria took the time to actually talk a lot about that topic. She said no, they never provided any kind of insurance, no benefits, there was no vacation time, no unemployment, there was no union, no child care, no retirement, and they have to pay for their own rental car, food, any toll bills, etc. All expenses are paid by the wrestler and not reimbursed by WWE. Now, WWE will pay for a bus if you're in developmental, so they're still covering some of the developmental cost. I think they own an apartment complex or a small hotel, so if you're in developmental, you've got a place to stay, I believe. Well, I know for sure on the bus thing, but I believe on the apartment thing. I know that if WWE does any kind of overseas tour, they will pay for the plane ticket to get overseas. And they have buses overseas that everyone rides around on the tour. I also know that while you have to pay for your gas and your car rental and you're driving around, if you have a longer distance to go, say you've got to get from California to New York, they're going to fly you. And they have a ticket waiting for you. So, and you don't have to pay for that. So that kind of evens itself out. You're not having to go cross country in a car. However, under the banner of independent contractor, yes, you would have to incur all of those costs she listed on your own. But as an independent contractor, I can quit and start a new job the next day. Or I could have any kind of Twitch or YouTube channel or podcast with whatever name I wanted on it because I'm an independent contractor. So WWE kind of
used the phrase independent contractor to get some of the things they wanted done, but then they still treat them like full-time employees as anyone else does, and policies. They work these bullshit things into contracts when they're signed. So we've given our opinion on that several times. I just hope that for the interest of Mike and Maria and their two kids, that they're able to get some insurance, quite possibly, and quite possibly some things need to change within the wrestling industry with regard to benefits.
Yeah. If not, we'll start our own wrestling.
Yeah, we'll give our people benefits. Here's pork and beans.
With wieners.
And pork.
That's kind of in the name.
And beans.
Tune in for next week, and we'll eat pork and beans live on air. Whoa.
Sabro, 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 pork and beans! Bobby almost spit Shiner all over his computer, the TV, and everywhere else. He saved it. But on the topic of pork and beans...
It's cut out my nose!
I got a great recipe I pulled off this week. One of the fives and tens mentioned on their social media this week that they are a huge fan of the Philly cream cheese no-bake cheesecake in a tub. Have you seen this?
No.
I've seen it before. It is delicious. You can just take a spoon and eat it right out of the tub. No crust, no nothing.
I like the crust.
Like a graham cracker crust?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With butter? I do too, but I like this even more. Okay. So this week what I did is I bought some fresh strawberries, washed them off, diced them up.
Okay.
Put them in the bowl. Light dusting of sugar to kind of give it some sweetness, a little less tart.
Okay.
And then I dumped in the cheesecake and I folded the strawberries into the cheesecake mixture.
Wait, what was the cheesecake mixture?
It was already pre-made in a tub. I just had to dump it into the bowl. Philly cream cheese, no-bake cheesecake.
Huh. Never seen this. Okay.
They're really good. It comes in a tub that's like two times the size of a whipped cream bowl. Like a coo whip. A coo whip tub. And so it turned out really good. The kids really enjoyed it. If you mix that together and then you put it in the fridge and just kind of leave it, the strawberries soften up a little bit and their natural juices are pulled out by that sugar. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you pull it out, you whip it up again and it kind of has like this pink color to it from the strawberries and the whiteness of the cheesecake. Very good. So that is my recipe for the week.
That's your first one.
You got one?
I can make one up.
Go for it. On the spot.
Okay.
No pressure.
Take a can of raw biscuit dough. Cheap-ass biscuits. In a cake pan, mix in butter, sugar, cinnamon. Bake them all together.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon floppies.
What did you say?
Cinnamon floppies.
Because the biscuits looked like them flat floppy titties.
Yeah.
Cinnamon floppies.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that. I have not named mine. Essentially, it's like a strawberry cheesecake with no crust. But you eat it out of a bowl like you would pudding or...
Mom, please don't listen to this one. I just fucked your recipe up.
Floppies. Does she call it floppies?
No. I couldn't remember what she called them. Goddamn, they're good. Cinnamon floppies.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Sorry, Mom. Love you.
Cinnamon floppies.
Fuck. What episode are we on today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, goddamn. By Wednesday, my mom's going to be beating me with a fly swatter.
Does she listen to it daily?
Probably. You're just shit-tard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those antibiotics. Oh, is it getting to you? It's the antibiotics from my surgery this week.
Yes, he had his testicles removed.
I'm a full girl now, boy.
Now when we have sex, it's not gay.
Ha 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 ha!
Look at my toe.
Put that on Discord.
Look at my toe.
Put it on Discord.
Put it on Discord.
I'll put it on there right now.
Do it.
Share.
Gross.
Discord, 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 Discord. Add comment. I had a surgery. What?
What did I fuck up with that one week?
Share to channel news.
I meant to say spay and neuter your pets. I think I said spay and neuter your kids.
Yeah, that was the best. We're going to put that on a shirt.
Ugh. Made a mistake. I was drunk.
Two. All right, I sent it off on the Discord. Keeping our fives and tens in the loop. What?
They were asking for content. Now y'all got cum in the tent.
Lick it.
No.
Lick my toe. Lick the pus from my toe.
It's good stuff.
No, not really.
For the fans who
missed us,
kept up with the show and were curious because I mentioned it before we took our 1 week hiatus. You can't turn your phone off?
No, I'm not a professional.
I did. I did, in fact, get G.I. Joe number 21, 9.0 graded comic.
He did. I took it out of the package.
He did not.
Teabagged it.
Did you touch my drum set?
Put my CD in, you scratch it. Broad daylight.
We did have a live Discord chat.
We did.
One night.
It was the night before my birthday.
I was super drunk.
Yeah, you were.
It was great.
I sent you and your stalker into another room. And y'all just sat there for a minute trying to talk to each other. And then I brought you back and we couldn't even get any audio. Didn't know where you went.
I probably just went back into the house.
I don't know.
I have to go back inside, or I have to go outside for those Discords.
Why? Because for the signal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, well, when I do those, I'm sitting outside.
I do enjoy those. Let's see, there was you and me and the BC Stalker, the Bobby E Stalker, original fan Zach. Aaron the Red made a surprise appearance because he got super mad. He was DMing a game, and we kept bothering him, and we told him that he was no longer the HEWP World Heavyweight Champion. And he came on with a whole slew of cuss words, and that boy does not usually use them words, and I was appalled, sir. I was appalled.
I wasn't. He's my favorite. I love Red the Aaron.
You have changed him, and not for the better.
You said he was DMing? Hmm.
What?
Well, I want to play.
Well, okay. He probably doesn't want you to. Fucking teleport his ass 500 miles away.
Are you going to tell me?
Yeah, what? No. Actually, you have to save that story for tomorrow's episode.
Okay.
And we're going to cut this one about a minute short, folks. So thank you for tuning in for the 2020 election show. I know we didn't give you any news, but we kind of gave our thoughts on some things and what some other people within the wrestling business were saying about the election. So I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you found humor. Please don't quit listening to the show just because of this one episode. Until next time, we are the Hijinks and Sue's Wrestling Podcast, the H-E-W-P, the Hoop, the Ring, the Squared Circle.
Lick my tits.
Be responsible. Spay and neuter your kids.